up, everybody, ladies and germs? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Gray's Taproom Podcast. I am one of your hosts, the Trash Can Tabby, and with me, as always, my handsome co-host Mike. And for some mediocre news,
hi. I'm playing with my Kraken.
Oh,
my ace in the hole, my weapon for tonight.
I need to find a weapon so I can puncture mine too. Oh shit, we started.
Yeah.
Oh goddamn.
Challenge accepted.
One.
Oh my god, I was
making
getting thirsty.
A sticky spot on the table. Introduce the guest real quick. We're doing a case race for our episode.
Christ.
Welcome to episode 150.
Beow, beow, beow.
We're doing a case race, and
I thought
we had
a beep, beep, beep on there.
We do, but I have to search buttons to hit it. I'm not doing
buttons.
It.
Okay.
AJ sounds.
AJ sounds.
Beow, beow, beow. Aaron's back on the show. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Welcome back again.
There it is. Yeah.
I guess AJ showed up.
I got buttons too.
Stoned, is that you?
Dude, I'm not nearly that fucking cool.
I don't know. He is one cool.
That button's going to be played with a lot tonight.
Just like his little dick. What was that?
What was that?
Grab his dick and twist it.
Oh.
Twist his dick. I got buttons. Yeah.
Oh my god. This is going to be a great episode.
Twist his dick.
So for 150, there's not really rhyme or reason to anything. We're just here hanging out with our wonderful, amazing buddy Aaron, and case racing and getting drunk.
And we have our patrons in the chat.
We do. Thank you so much, patrons, for joining.
Two down.
Oh, two beers down?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Working on it.
You can pace yourself if you want to lose.
Well,
if you have bitch energy,
I do.
Are we just talking shit?
Yeah, we're talking shit. No, for those of you listening as well.
Oh man, I've gotten really out of the habit of drinking carbonated beverages.
Oh no,
so y'all might have an unfair advantage here. So I'm going to be burping like a motherfucker.
Bring it on.
Sounds like
I'm sober. Challenge accepted.
I'm challenged. Sober. Accepted.
How's that mojito Cayman Jack treating you?
Not bad, actually. I haven't really tasted any of them thus far, but
They're just kind of going down the gullet.
Yeah, they're not bad, and they went down quick. By the way, I'm on three, so.
Oh shit.
To paraphrase a really good friend of mine from back in the day, drink, bitch.
I'm gonna knock
you. Probably what I'm gonna have to do.
Actually, ironically enough, when I was a youth, as it were. I had a couple of my friends who were also named Aaron. There were three of us in the little fucking circle of friends.
Oh, you guys should have go back in time, the three of you, and invent AAA roadside service.
We had Aaron, Sean, Matt, Mike, and Mike. So
Asham.
My circle of friends was really fucked up because none of us went by our real names because it got too confusing.
Did you give each other nicknames?
At one point, five of us lived together.
Oh god.
Yeah, we had three Aarons, two Matts, and two Seans all in one house. So
see, that sounded like
I smell piss.
It's the passion fruit.
Oh, it smells like piss.
Okay, well, I've moved on to the Paloma, whatever the fuck, Cayman Jacks that I'm drinking because
I have a variety as well. I have Twisted Tea Original and Twisted Tea Light. Ooh.
I almost grabbed a Twisted Tea, but I thought we were going over 5%, not 5% or, you know, around there's abouts. So I was like, well, I got to find something higher. Because if Aaron doesn't fall out of his fucking chair tonight, it's not going to be a taproom episode. So,
speaking of, at some point this week, the live stream that you were on with us, where you got so drunk, you were begging us to stay on and it was like 3:30 in the morning.
No, that doesn't sound like me at all.
It's been a year. Happy anniversary to that.
Holy fuck.
You went to bed and I'm up here like trying not to vomit. And Aaron's like, no, stay on. We can do this.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Stay on.
We can.
It was what, the whole bottle of Crown and then,
yeah,
and then something else.
No, it was a bottle of 1792 and then a third of a bottle of Crown.
That hurts.
The fact that my liver has not completely abandoned my body at this point may be a minor miracle. I mean, let's face it, I have a problem.
If this is the last time that at least one of us, if this is our last day, I just want you both to know I love you.
Right.
Aaron, oh, no, I love you like an older brother. You're a big brother to me, babe. Thank you for 15 wonderful years. I'm going to miss you.
And a handsome son.
Ray's going to write. I will. Make sure he's not a liberal.
Well, Mike, for what it's worth, I will be a really solid uncle to Gunner. Tabby, I love you dearly.
I want a bullnose ring. Aaron, can you come over?
if he's in there with like a fucking 2-gauge and like an attitude, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to beat the brakes off of that boy. And he's going to fucking wake up and be a mechanic.
No, he's going to be take him to Colorado. He's going to be a rancher.
I love that boy. He can come work on my ranch. And
there's only one thing that gets whole rings in their nose, steers and queers. And I don't see any steers, boy.
There's only steers and queers, and I don't see no horns in your head. You better get the fuck back out there and fucking call them her, boy.
If somebody that was on the show, My 600-Pound Life, would like...
Oh, for fuck's sake, which fuck is it? That, motherfuckers.
Which is it?
I'm almost 600 pounds. Fuck those bitches.
Eat two Domino's pizzas for breakfast. No,
I'm going the other direction, but that's... Oh, by the way, I've been training. Yeah, Mike, you're still going over my head when we fucking meet up because
okay,
dancing all day.
I'm gonna Tabby, help him
record that shit. I can get you over my head for at least 30 seconds.
Oh,
okay.
We've discussed this.
Yeah, have we?
Very drunkenly, yes. The first time that Aaron,
it's been a year.
No, the first time that we got drunk together. We discussed.
Here we go.
The first time we got drunk together, and then we got drunk together. And then we fell down, and then it was I fell down. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, we've had a lot of people fall down out of chairs on our show. So
if McShane shows up in the chat, he can tell you what he did the first time he was on our
show. He was recording the whole time, too.
He was the first episode 40.
Was it?
Oh, that was 110 episodes ago.
Jesus Christ. 110.
Yeah.
Catch up, fuckers. congratulations.
Yeah, no, don't listen like the past episodes. No, I mean, if you want to, you can. Yeah, but
that's a top 10 episode for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you. Don't listen to anything before like 43 on my show, please.
How many episodes in are you now?
200.
Jesus Christ.
240, I think. I don't know. I'd have to pull it up to actually. I don't pay attention. I'm not like normal people.
Yeah.
Like real podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that shit. I don't give a fuck. This is purely therapy and meeting awesome people. Like, I will never begrudge the fact that I started this show because, like, I met you guys and I love you dearly. And if I swear to God, if we don't start hang out pretty fucking soon, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, how far from Indianapolis are you?
6 hours. Okay. I wasn't going to say I might be there. No promises, but
we do have a suite that has a sleeper sofa. So
sleeper sofa, hell, I'm spooning Mike. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean,
you're on the couch.
I mean, for me, the sleeper sofa is for me.
But no, I wasn't going to say anything, but depending on how everything goes around the house, I might kind of maybe show up.
I will probably cry.
With the boy?
Shauna coming?
No, probably not. We can't really leave the kids alone. So.
Gotcha.
Oh, the dogs.
The dog. And the dog with abandonment issues and the fucking cat that's a prick. Yeah.
Aren't all cats?
Our last cat was actually really chill. He thought he was a dog.
Holy shit. Nice. We might meet Aaron in a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but.
Holy fuck.
Depending on some, you know, like I said, depending on how a couple of other things fall, I was planning on, like, maybe showing up with my bullhorn and be like, hey, sign this, you fuckers. So.
I could see him chasing us around the convention trying to find us.
No, remember what I said last time. What? If you hear. Aaron's here. It's him pulling out foxtails.
Oh, fuck.
If you hear that Aaron showed up.
Woo-hoo!
You have to hear at least five.
And he's getting closer.
They have to be within like 15-second intervals of each other. It's almost like contractions.
Aaron, you got to time it.
You got to time it just right.
We'll call them. I had to contract.
I had to clinch it. It's kind of like last summer when Tyler and Shorty were at your guys' house.
Yeah.
I had every fucking intention of showing up until all of a sudden I was like $700 in the hole. Thanks to
I remember you mentioned house. That.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so mad. Shauna was like, yeah, go ahead. Get the fuck out of town for a few days and get out of my hair. She's like, go see your friends and stop irritating me. I was like, deuce, I'm out. And then it was like, boom, this will be fucking another $1,100.
That's why we didn't go to Lexington Comic Con last month.
I can't afford gas.
That's why we didn't get to go to Lexington Comic Con last month.
Yeah.
But we were supposed to meet up with Moose Lounge.
We were, or at least half of them.
Well, no, I'll be honest. Pretty much anybody that's unfortunate enough to be around when I show up,
yeah,
we're all cuddling. It's not up to the discussion. I'm 380 pounds of fucking determined. Everybody's getting snuggled.
You know what, Aaron? If you show up,
that being said, Saturday, you're my cuddle buddy, and you have no say in the matter. So
I wasn't gonna fight it.
Just concede.
Look, if we don't snuggle for a nap. We're not bros.
Yeah, you're totally
we're not boys.
Dude, we can touch tips. It's okay.
It'll be that episode of Friends where Joey and Ross took a nap together on the couch twice.
yeah. My only thing is I'm calling Big Spoon now because I got 6 inches on you and we're only talking height. So
we're only talking height.
Oh, to hide. Okay. Hey,
you can finally be the little spoon.
Yeah, because my own wife won't big spoon me.
I big spoon you every now and again.
Every time I try to big spoon you, you go, stop, my stomach hurts. Don't even. You get mad when the dogs do it. If you don't like the dogs doing it, then you definitely won't let me do it.
Also, I get very hot when I go to sleep at night, and I don't like to be touched when I'm sweaty.
But I love you.
I do, too.
You love yourself?
Yes, I do.
This is why you are my twin.
You love yourself. It's good.
No, he gets extremely.
No, I get extremely hot and sweaty, and I don't like to be touched either. Howsoever, you don't get a choice. You are going to be snuggled whether you like it or not. You're going to be slightly uncomfortable and a little bit damp.
Not my worst Saturday.
I mean,
it's not my worst. My worst moment.
I think I got a butt for that too.
I got hairy legs.
Wait,
that's not the one I was looking for.
I was gonna say if Aaron shows up to our live, he has to Dirty Dancing lift me onto the stage.
No, that's the plan. I've been doing fucking shoulder presses for the last 3 months to get ready for this shit. I'm up to like 270 fucking pounds.
He's been saying that for over almost a year now that he has been working bench presses, like going up in weights like every other week to get
my bench press is up to like 270. My shoulder presses is up to 315. So if I can't get you over my head, I fucking failed.
Oh, he's going to throw you. He's going to misjudge and go. Wee!
Oh, no. I'm going to be very gentle and considerate and caring and kind of almost kind. And
I was going to say we do have that week in July that I'm off work.
Get out of my head.
No, I've been wanting to say that for the past five minutes.
The fallback is I want to be able to throw Moose over my head, too. So,
good luck with that.
Hey, Aaron, what are you doing on 4th of July? Because we're off that whole week.
Yeah, we are.
You want to get drunk and shoot fireworks?
We'll bring a tent.
Fuck yeah, I want to get
camp in your backyard. Can we camp in your backyard?
Dude, you can fucking live in my backyard for all I care. I mean, I got 3 quarters of an acre. We got a bonfire pit. I got a flat top, a grill, a smoker.
The only reason why that we're asking that is because we'll more than likely have to bring the dogs with us, but we'll bring
and
tennis
Gunner.
Snakes. And
as long as we keep your sweetheart little puppy, a lovable, cuddable Snuggles, away from my a psychopathic asshole of a dog.
Ours is psychopath too, so
I'm more worried about Aaron's dogs hurting ours.
Yeah, that's
than
true.
I am.
I'm not worried about her hurting them. I'm just worried that she's a fucking retard. I just took her to the vet this past Saturday for her shot.
Aaron, you know dogs can't
and
vote.
There was a fucking like Burmese mountain dog that weighed 300 pounds in the parking lot when we were getting out of the car.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, her fucking leash broke and she got loose.
Mm-hmm.
She ran that bitch, this giant furry bitch that was 100 pounds less than me.
What kind of dog do you have?
Into his fucking car. Like, the dog's owner was screaming, get your dog. I'm like, yeah, bitch. I let her off the leash on purpose. This is so much fun. I'm fucking 350 pounds chasing the fucking 80-pound dog around the fucking parking lot. And this bitch is yelling at me like, yeah, I'm doing it on purpose. I was like, I swear to God, fuck you, fuck your dog, and fuck everybody that looks like you. I don't care.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's Australian cattle dog.
Yep, definitely smaller than ours.
That doesn't matter.
Trust me. No. We had a Jack Russell who had big dog syndrome who thought he was a Great Dane. So he told everybody what for.
Oh, for sure. No, those little cocksuckers are the worst. She actually kind of cringes from them. But at the same time, no, 200-pound fucking Burmese mountain dog. Oh, no, she'll eat the fuck out of that fucker.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's also
let's say Aaron's already toasty. No, sweetheart.
Yeah. But no, well, I mean,
I'll be crispy at the most.
I mean, if you want to, we can totally plan it and we'll come up there. Let's go Wednesday. Let's leave early on Wednesday, the 3rd.
Yeah.
And we'll hang out and then we'll leave.
It's 6.5 hours from your guys' house to mine. Don't ask me if I know.
We've driven longer.
Oh, no, we know because we have your address as well. I've mapped it. I've also mapped the different directions on how to get there.
It's 4.2 if I'm driving, because if you guys ever fucking need me, so help me, I will be in there in under 5 hours.
I looked at your house on Google Earth.
Did you see the pool?
I did.
You moved it.
You still have it?
We still have it, but it's just kind of relocated now. It's a little further south.
Is it usable?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so
we're going to have
pool is only usable in the context of you have to be in a floaty with alcohol. You can't swim laps. You can't do anything cool. Well, you have to float and drink.
Is there another way to swim? I don't know how to.
I was going
to
say, we're never going to get Gunner out of that pool. He's probably going to like live in the pool for the like 3 days.
It'll be a fish tank.
Gunner
will be with us
most of the 3 days, but I'm going to drag his ass out of there. We're going to do a Aaron said so podcast because he doesn't get a choice. God damn it.
Oh, have the legendary
creepy
Gunner.
Uncle Aaron is going to make him do some angry shit.
Oh,
you know what? Man. We'll get Gunner a 4-pack of the IDW root beers.
No. I have something better.
Okay.
We're getting him some Sprecher straight from Milwaukee. Fuck me. Okay. Number 5. So
I'm
literally trying to get rid of this fucking passion fruit. This is
I'm getting ready to grab number 6.
I'm
going to get Gunner some Sprecher root beer straight from Milwaukee.
That sounds familiar.
Does it come in a glass bottle?
Yes, it
does. Can he wear some aviators and sit on a float?
If he's not wearing aviators, I'm not posting it to my Instagram. So
we are going to social media the fuck out of this weekend.
What if you had Gunner as a guest on I Had to
That's
Say
what
it.
He was saying.
Yeah.
That's what he just said.
That's what I just said.
I'm tipsy. I've nothing but chug.
You're tipsy. I started drinking at 2.
I was getting off work at 2. Well, that's
I was at work time. At 2.
I get to drink at work in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. I have a full fucking bar 50 feet from my office. Like
you've met her.
I have $400 bottles of bourbon in my boss's office that I get to drink.
We're going to sneak into Aaron's work after hours and get fucked up. Gunner, stay in the car, be lookout.
Yeah, I know. Cops will come.
The police show up. What are you
honk,
doing here?
Honk the horn.
I have the keys. I work here. This is my job.
Oh, no, I get it with my phone.
Boop. Hey, what are you doing here? Potato.
I work.
Potato.
I work.
Aaron, make the food for the happy time.
We show up to Aaron's work. So let's invent a new pasta dish. Let's put fish sticks and pepperoni pizza. On chicken Alfredo.
I'll be doing that in my yard.
Oh my god. Okay, so seriously, this really needs to go down. Like, we were trying to figure out what
I'm not even fucking kidding.
No, like, we have been trying to figure out what to do that week because I haven't had a real vacation in a long time. So I'm like, I got PTO.
Well, we had the chance at one, but you decided you were going to get sick and we had to cut it short.
Oh, she just
motherfucker.
I just decided that I was going to get a double ear infection, bronchitis, infection,
Michael?
and COVID.
Michael, you be nice to my little sister, or so help me, motherfucker.
Look, I'm the one that's sticking it to her.
On the 4th of July.
I'm the one sticking it to her. So
we're going
to
light bottle rockets out of your butthole, so stop.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
how dare you threaten me with things I've done before?
We might have to actually pull the neighbors on that, but just because I feel like shoving something flaming up their assholes at somebody. I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just saying I might point the bottle rocket in the wrong direction.
Hold on. I have a question. Okay. I have a question.
Ooh, and McShane is in the chat.
Fireworks are flammable.
Of course.
And I've put them in my butt.
If you do it right, yeah.
Does that mean that I've put a flamer in my butt?
At least once.
Hold on there, dude. It was my brother that put the flamer in my butt.
We have that video when Brianne tried to grab the flamer out of your butt.
I saw that. That was special.
And that was the first time that I got set on fire, McShane.
The first? Okay.
No, it was not the first.
If you can still count the number of times you've been set on fire, you're really slacking. Because I'd really have to think about the number of times I've been lit on fire. Of course, that's just me, too. My little brother might be a sociopath.
There was that one time that we were lighting the little bottle rockets. What are they? The little screamers.
The little ones that go,
screaming me.
Pow.
I just parcel tongue. I whistle talked. I'm the gopher from Winnie the Pooh. Screaming memes.
Did I tell you what, sonny boy? I'm gonna
whisker dudes, whisker
this bottle rocket up your ass.
Well, he said it in his butt crack. No, it was sparklers.
I've seen the video.
No, it's a bottle rocket.
No, I know.
Oh, it was a bottle rocket. He went,
no, that was at your cousin Danny's apartment.
I know, but we were doing sparklers first, and then you got brave after
I shoved a whole ass Roman candle in my butt. Listen. A lot of people
judgment.
A lot of people want to talk shit. Ooh, I do this. I do no motherfucker. I'm Johnny Blaze. I'm Johnny Blaze. Flame on. I've been set. It all started when I was in the third grade.
Oh, your feet.
I walked through hot coals chasing as we call them in here in the South, lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs, yeah.
Fireflies.
Lightning bugs, fireflies.
Well, so the story for that is my grandparents had a cabin in rural northern Arkansas. Flame on.
He was so goddamn what?
So my grandparents had a house in northern Arkansas in the hills. And one day my grandmother was burning piles of leaves throughout their, I'm going to say about a 5-acre, just the backyard. About 5 acres. We got there. I decided to go out barefoot, as one does in Arkansas, chasing fireflies, lightning bugs at nighttime. Well, the burning pile of leaves you couldn't see embers or smoke coming from it. So it was dark, so I didn't see it. And I ended up with third degree burns on both my feet, which I'm still suffering the effects of today.
Scars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the first time.
I was, that, Michael. When you show up, I will rub some salve on your feet and hopefully make things better.
I don't know.
I don't even get to touch his
feet.
I wasn't well, really gonna do it.
I was gonna say no. Salve ain't gonna do nothing.
She's the only person that is allowed to touch my feet, other than myself. I don't even like our child.
I love you dearly, little brother, but at the same time, fuck no. Are you kidding me? For fuck's sakes, I'd rather super glue my dick to a fucking
hold on 1 second
fucking pickup truck and let him go 35 going for fucking
did
broke.
I send you that too? Oh my god! Speaking of super glue, you're
all right. I'm halfway
have
done.
You, have you? I need to send you that TikTok video of the I just glued my balls to my butthole video.
I want to show him.
You have seen that one? Okay.
We were playing that in the office at work the other day.
Oh, that's so funny.
No, we started out that group has multiple recordings released, and
it's an actual group because I thought this was AI. This was AI generated.
AI generated, but it's by like a. It's tied into a specific individual or something.
Mm.
I don't know exactly, but it came up at work the other day, and I was like, I recognize that name, and it happened to be the same day that I believe it was McShane actually sent. I super glued my buttholes to my asshole in the Whiskey Hill Insider chat.
I need to play.
Subscribe on Patreon.
Let me play a clip.
Speaking of buttholes,
oh god.
And it was like, I recognize that name. And we wound up listening to like 7 or 8 of their songs in the office at work. And I'm like, how the fuck am I not in HR right now?
I actually caught both of my hands on fire.
That one time.
The one time, but I still have scars.
I'm surprised because of Nick. I'm surprised I fucking have flesh on my hands.
What happened to that one?
It's just not bone. I'm not like a T-800.
So what happened with the burning in the hands and the...
With Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Story time.
So
tell us the story, Papa.
We thought that it would be cool to play we called it NFL, National Fire League.
National Fire League?
What we would do is we would soak a NFL league regulated size football.
Oh, I thought you meant a Nerf football because that would be more fun.
No, leather burns slower.
National Fuckstick League.
So we soaked.
That's our league.
We soaked a. Yeah. We soaked a football in gasoline. Pulled it out.
Okay, so I'm not the only one that's done that shit. Okay, I feel better all of a sudden.
We wanted to play football, but it was nighttime, and we needed to see the ball.
Oh, to see the ball,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there were no streetlights. We needed to see where the ball was going. God damn,
I gotta find some guy from Tennessee to feel like a normal person. Fuck me.
You were just born in the wrong state.
This was
wrong state, wrong decade. Fuck me running.
This was in the year 2000, in summer of 2000.
In the year 2000.
No, I did this in like fucking 1994.
Well,
god damn.
Well,
and ahead of the curve, and apparently
Jackass had just started coming out.
Started getting big.
But we wanted to play football at night with our friends. So we soaked a football in gasoline, lit it on fire, and started just throwing passes.
You're dumb. Oh, so a real hot potato.
Yeah, we played. Yeah. Well, we didn't call it hot potato. We called it catch. We were taking turns being the pitcher and the catcher.
Of course you
no were. Homo.
That you tracks.
The track.
Fucking buttercup motherfucker. This is why you're Jennifer Grey in this equation, goddammit.
Even though, well, I mean, I am crazy for Swayze.
That was Aaron's nickname in high school.
crazy for Swayze? Oh,
no, Aaron. He's Swayze.
My name in high school was Stop Touching That.
Stop touching that.
I can see Aaron walking around with oven mitts on his hands.
Stop touching that. No, he was in. He had handcuffs and zip ties.
Thanks, guys. I just went from fucking all AP classes to the fucking short bus in about 3 seconds.
Licking windows, wearing the football helmet and not the foot. Team helmet.
Yeah, nobody else can see this shit, but you guys get it. Science is allowed to be questioned.
I have to take my headphones off.
This is gonna fucking stop me from fucking drinking two beers because you're him.
He said this is gonna stop me from drinking two beers.
No, you don't need those. You've had enough. Shauna. You are loud.
Oh, this is good.
I can still hear him. I had to take my headphones off.
I know you did. I know. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Oh, God damn it.
That was fun.
I have only chugged.
Yeah, me too.
I am 8 for 8.
Why did you poke the bear?
I apologize for the brief interruption. But that being said, no, Mike. No. Just no.
You know I fucking...
Oh, I know.
I, honestly,
you haven't voted in like.
I did.
No, you did for me.
You did
vote for me.
It's the only time I fucking vote. I don't vote because I don't. I am aware that it doesn't matter who you vote for. They don't like you.
I like the Peach White Claw, by the way.
I vote for a Peach White Claw.
Yes.
I'm going to write Peach White Claw on the ballot.
No.
No, I've already made my decision. Wait. I'm putting Aaron on the ballot.
And
I'm
Gunner,
Aaron in.
Gunner is vice president.
Yeah.
Aaron is president and Gunner is vice.
McShane, what do you want to be voted in for?
To be fair, I may actually run in 2029, so.
Let's fucking go.
Really?
Hey, can we come do a podcast in the Oval Office?
Please do.
Please tell me you're running. You're
fucking serious.
What party are you running in?
I'm running as an independent.
Oh, fuck. Let's go.
He's running as a purple party.
Is a Democrat in...
The purple people eaters. Did you say Democrat? I'm not voting for you.
Talk or shut the fuck up.
Hey, thank you. Shut the fuck up.
We're either cuddling or Aaron's fucking talking some shit. Please
I'll
jump
cheat on him.
So I can stop being fucking stupid by myself. Because... Yeah, I'm half tanked. I need help.
Obviously.
Are you good? Do you need a bounce?
When do I need help until I fall out of my chair?
He was worse than this and tried to keep me up till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
I apologize for nothing. Nothing.
No regrets. That should be your campaign slogan. No regrets.
My campaign slogan is going to be fuck your feelings.
His campaign slogan.
I said it first. I say
his campaign slogan.
Leave me alone. It's Friday.
It is.
Work stopped at 2:30. Guys.
We're weekend
Friday
warriors.
In the tap room.
Amos said,
"I am not all the way tanked." Amos,
all that gay shit.
I will.
Do not bring. Wait.
Card order.
Wait, no. If
shout out to McShane.
Jesus, Amos. If we brought Havlin into this, the only thing he would say is, "Who's going camping?"
No, I'm out. I don't want to be involved. If Tyler shows up, I don't want
to. Oh, Tyler's gonna be taped to a fucking power pole out by the fucking end of the property, and we're still gonna be fine. We're gonna make s'mores and we're gonna be happy. And I'm going to try and get Shorty to fucking DM some shit because fuck it. Why not? And Tyler will still be taped out of the fucking power lines because of Tyler. We're both big. We're both bald. We're both brash. We're both fucking
ugly. I don't understand.
I'm so ever. No, I have my limits.
You just said.
All right. So we've got less than 30 minutes left.
No, we don't. It ends when it ends.
Well, no, but I meant for the beers.
Oh, that.
What? Who's what now? I'm sorry.
Who's gay?
I had to step away for a second there. So I
you're good. Who's gay?
Who's a big
Tyler's not really not that gay, but on the other hand.
I don't want to finish my peach. I grabbed
It's my turn to put splooge all over the porn stash.
Take a picture
sticker.
And send it. Take a picture and send it.
No, mine's brown.
No, if we're sending pictures to Jay, I'm taking over and just
don't look. Wait, is he not in the chat? He's on our Patreon.
Oh, that son of a bitch. I should have texted him. Okay, hold
it's
on.
He misses the work and he's here.
Hey, Jay, I'm calling you out, you cocksucker.
Good, because he listens to our show.
I'm calling you out. I honestly think there's a lot of people that probably don't listen to my show that know I'm fucking amazing. And
you are amazing, and I listen to your show.
Fuck you, bricks. No, I kid. I honestly.
You and the woolly monkey behind you in your green screen logo.
That's just a mirror.
That's just my better self. I said the other shelf should be here yelling at me for no, sweetheart.
No, you're my better. Well, no, not really.
I thought you were talking about me.
Your mic's better. You're my equivalent.
I was going to say, I thought I was the gorilla behind him.
He said, I'm better, but you're his equivalent.
No,
ew.
Darling, you are everything I wish I could have been. But that being said, our wife is yelling at me because I'm a prick.
My wife is yelling at me because I'm a prick. Oh, God.
Am I wrong?
Not really.
No, I know I'm not.
McShane left. He went to bed.
Well, he's got stuff going on. I just checked.
Yeah, man. We're gonna be on Whiskey Hill Insiders tomorrow.
Speaking of those of you listening, make sure you subscribe to our Patreon and Whiskey Hill's Patreon and Aaron's Patreon.
At Grace Taproom, patreon.com/@GraceTaproomPod. Do what you will with the rest of
the a huge disappointment.
I love your show.
I think your show's awesome.
It's fun. I give you mad fucking props. Just for the simple fact of I've done episodes alone and it is so hard.
Yeah.
Like I've stared at the chair across from me and I'm like, picture somebody there, but I need somebody else to feed off of.
I made it 4 episodes before I had to tap out on it. And it was on stuff that I knew that I was more than familiar. I did true crime.
Yeah,
I had a true crime. I was a true crime podcast for a little while. Well, on Patreon, Cults and Killers. I had fun with it, but
I enjoyed Cults and Killers.
Thank you. What was your of the 4 episodes I dropped? What was your favorite?
Oh, you make me trying to remember things after a half.
The last episode that I did of it was the North Hollywood shootout.
Yeah, okay.
Before that, it was Richard Ramirez.
I was going to say, I enjoyed the Night Stalker shit. I really did.
Oh, my. Yeah, thank you.
Richard Ramirez, yes.
Richard Ramirez. Yeah.
However, I also had kind of a like personal hang up on that one because that was more significant when I was a youth.
There is,
the early 90s, late 80s. Yeah, Richard Ramirez was a thing.
Do you know what I lived through that I was a part of?
The
West Memphis 3.
Yeah.
Okay, that tracks, yeah.
Yep. I lived it. That was wild. Well, growing up in Memphis. West Memphis is in Arkansas. It's like
Kansas.
It's like Kansas City.
Half
of it is in Missouri, the other half is in Kansas.
Ooh.
Yeah, that tracks.
But I grew up. I went through the West Memphis 3 era.
There's sirens going off in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
When is there not though?
Well, we live in a Memphis city.
We're actually
One thing that I know when we come up there, one thing that Gunnar and I want to do. Uh-huh. How long does it take to get to Chicago? From you.
2 hours? No.
Depends on what part of Chicago you're talking about.
Well, we want to visit the Home Alone house.
47 minutes.
Ooh,
that's doable.
I Googled it the last time you brought it up.
Okay. We have brought it up before.
Yeah,
me and Gunnar want to go. So we want to see
the last time you guys were talking about coming up here. That was part of the fucking itinerary.
Yeah, so, I want to see the Home Alone house. Gunnar really wants to see
and them. we're gonna fucking... You guys are going to get a good look while I fuck with the security guys, so.
Do it.
I mean, I'm for it.
Yeah, and I'm a dick, so it's all good. You guys will wander around and look at some shit, and I'll talk to them and be like, hey, guys, how you doing? Fuck me.
We'll sneak in. We'll put a sled on the end of the house.
We're going to
the staircase.
No.
Even though the.
I can't promise that, but you'll at least get closer than the average motherfucker.
There we go.
Oh, there's Jay.
I'm gonna to jump in.
Jay, where the fuck have you been for the last 45
minutes? Jay's been.
God damn it.
He's been fighting.
It's a ding ding burr.
Jay.
It's a ding ding.
Oh, by the way, guess what I'm doing like Sunday? I'm going through and making sound bites out of every fucking episode you guys had with Phantom Jukebox. Because
you mean like this? You mean like this one right here?
Oh my God. Weebs.
Oh my God, the weebs. Yes, that's exactly the one I was thinking about.
That is my favorite episode.
That's the weird ass, random ass, sorry ass, pathetic Aaron sucks shit that pops into my head at fucking 11:15 in the morning.
No, love it.
Like, I miss Mike and Tabby. Ding ding burr.
Ding ding burr.
God damn it.
It's still
Oh my god. Weebs.
To this day.
I have to explain that shit to people at work because they're looking at me like, dude, you okay?
No, the funny part. Ding, burr. Whenever like me and Jay are like talking and like it's just trying to like grab the other's attention, it's like you gotta ding ding burr.
You do have to ding ding burr.
Yeah, he says nothing inappropriate in the chat. God damn it. Ding ding burr.
At seven.
Fuck.
Aaron McShane said, I gotta bounce. I got a lot going on here. Cheers.
Oh no, I saw that.
McShane, thank you, McShane. We love you. Can't wait to see you guys.
I love McShane dearly.
We got Whiskey Hell Insider.
On behalf of the big bald and bearded motherfuckers, I love that man dearly. I really
100%.
Do. And by the way, just for a fair shout out, because I literally did not find out until about 3 minutes before we started this, I did get my beer package this week. It showed up today.
What beers did you get?
Fuck, I don't know. I'm having the bag. Are you kidding me? I gotta go look in the fridge.
We did a video for hours that's on our YouTube channel, youtube.com.
Oh, no.
Grace Tavern Pod.
I'll do some like responsible podcasting later. In the meantime. Yeah, no, I have no fucking idea what's in the beer.
Well,
dude,
no.
I opened someone, fuck, the, sweet in the, beer.
Aaron, went, in the chat, Jay wants to know how big your package is.
He said, how big was the package?
It's average size.
Slightly over mediocre.
That's a burn on me, I guess.
That's
it's like it's somewhere between a tuna can and a can of fucking cooked chicken.
You can't even talk.
I already think Aaron won the case race.
Yeah, he did. He also had a couple of bourbons.
Aaron was also half a bottle in before.
Yep,
we
there it is.
So,
yep.
Nonetheless, cheers, bitches.
What number?
Love
is,
your pick.
What number is that, Aaron? After you're done chugging your beverage.
Seven.
Oh, I'm leading. I'm going into eight.
Yeah, Mike's in the lead, but
nope,
God damn,
this,
I was drunk before I got
this,
home,
this
so I don't feel bad.
Anyway, so we got two.
That's eight.
Yes,
eight.
Jay, that's a fantastic pick, by the way. I do have the chat open on one of my fucking monitors because I'm slightly autistic, and so
no, our We got two sours, pastry sours, and two stouts. Like, I'm excited for the, or the, no, we have an ale and a stout. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Well, like I told you, I think McShane got two beers for you and two beers
McShane
for me.
Made me slightly damp. I'm like, oh.
Dude.
So.
I don't have a vagina, but he made me damp.
Wait, what?
You're not,
no, I was gonna.
You said I don't have a vagina, but he made me damp.
Gunner says that's a lie. So
I can validate. She does. In
Thank
fact,
you.
Have one because
okay.
She's a girl.
We're not live. This is an episode.
Oh yeah.
No, this is an alpha and omega situation. And goddamn it, you're the yang to my yin. So no, you fucking don't. God damn it.
Where do you keep the porn stash koozies? You have one there. I don't know where.
I don't have a koozie. Fuck you, Jay. Send me something.
Wait,
it's over there.
Wait. They're right here. There's that one.
Show Aaron. Yeah. No, motherfucker. Show Aaron. Ship Aaron.
Okay.
God damn it.
Anyway. So.
By the way, Jay, if you'd like anything, send me your DM me your address and I'll send you a bunch of shit. So.
Okay. We'll do that.
Hey, Jay, look at this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good looking koozie.
So,
God damn it. No.
Oh, nasty. Mine was better.
Counterpost.
Anyway, sorry guys. Squirrel moment. Squirrel.
It happens.
Oh no, I shouldn't have ate the Subway. Whew.
What'd you have?
Subway?
Okay.
A sandwich?
Wait. Let me talk to Aaron, the chef. Let me talk to the chef. Shush. Now that they have the, I'm so sad that I didn't get it, but they have the honey oat wheat back.
Yeah, no.
I'm so excited. I normally like chose the Italian urban cheese. I get bacon provolone toasted. And then I get lettuce, tomato, cucumber, jalapenos, and like a triple helping of banana peppers. And then I throw on some oil and vinegar. That's my sandwich.
Atta girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hear mine?
Oh, yours is gross.
It is not.
Nope. Aaron, hold on.
I will pass judgment and you will be bound by what I say. So
I get footlong on white, meatball sub with steak, provolone cheese toasted with A1.
You basic fucking cunt.
No, that's not basic.
No. Yeah. You are hereby delegated to the basic bitch tier.
No.
Because you put A1 on a fucking meatball. So you.
Wait.
Hold on.
Wait,
no.
Wait, but what's your light? What is your light sandwich, knowing that you're going to drink?
It's footlong on white with provolone, honey mustard, ham, or double ham, and turkey.
Yep.
Okay. Turkey pass double ham. Pass issued. I will give you your fucking discretion.
No. Listen, I put. If I have. Access okay. to
you know
A1 steak sauce, I'm using it. I don't care what it's on. I love A1. I drink it out straight from the bottle.
Michael?
Yeah.
In July, when you are in my home and I am treating you properly,
yeah,
I will correct you.
No, you can't. You can't.
The fuck I can't.
I know you can't.
Challenge accepted.
You can't. Okay. God, yeah.
Damn it. No. When I'm done with you. You'll realize A1's a crutch, not a fucking accessory.
I will put A1 steak sauce on a fucking chocolate cake.
No, he has done chugs. Like, he'll take
I will.
I will. I swig A1. I swig steak sauce straight. I will
fix you.
You can't.
I can fix him.
Ew, someone farted. It smells like popcorn.
A1, A1 or Heinz 57 sauce. Those are my top two condiments.
I can fix him.
You can't fix me.
Motherfucker. I'm gonna Jennifer Grey lift you. I'm gonna snuggle you. I'm gonna big spoon you. And God damn it, when you leave, you'll be able to eat like a civilized fucking human being.
Please.
Can't. No. And I don't use. Can I justify? Can I justify?
He doesn't like vegetables.
Let me. Can I give you the reason why? I think the flavor of the sauce in general is good. It's the same reason that you dip French fries in ketchup.
I don't put it on French fries in ketchup either.
No, well, I'm not gonna fucking if you put ketchup on steak, then go to hell.
I don't put ketchup on fries, Mike.
Well, no, I'm speaking to the audience as a general. I'm speaking to the audience as a general. It's a flavor. It's a flavor that I enjoy.
That's fair. Howsoever, I will fix you.
You can't.
The fuck I can't.
You can't.
Judge accepted.
Okay. Look,
You're going to leave my house fucking 15 pounds heavier than you showed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and 7.5 of that is going to be steak sauce.
No, because we don't serve that in House of Aaron.
I will bring
what?
My own.
I'll bring my own. You're going to leave semi-hard. I'm sorry.
No,
a 4.2 inch.
Average. I'm old fashioned. I'm set in my ways. I enjoy steak sauce. I do.
I will fix that.
You can't.
The fuck I can't.
I know you can't.
Dude, I've been doing this shit longer than you've been alive. Kiss my ass.
Barely. So you've been cooking since you were 4?
I'm sorry. Okay, I've been doing this shit since you were 2.
So you when you were 6?
Kiss my ass.
You started cooking when you were 6?
Yes.
So did I.
I love you, but my mother was a terrible fucking cook, and I learned out of survival.
My father is an outdoorsman who has been cooking venison since the 70s, early 70s, 60s, since the 60s.
Dude, I'm older than you. Give it a rest. Homsoever, loud looking at the chat. God damn it, Jay. What the fuck are you talking about? Who got jizzed on what now?
Okay, so those of
you... and explain.
Okay, so those of you that don't know, that side that I used to sit on has this porn stash sticker.
Yeah.
And we were drinking something and it looked like cum. And when I opened it or it exploded, it was coming out of the mouth. And I sent a picture, which you can find on our Instagram or Twitter.
Oh my God. Weebs. Fuck. I need that soundbite.
Okay.
Yep. We'll send it.
That will be your Independence Day present. It'll be your gift. Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
Trump 2024. I mean, look, do you want a giant douche or a turd sandwich?
Well, you know me, you know where I stand.
Well, no. Do you want a giant douche or do you want pawpaw? Do you want?
I mean, Pawpaw's uncle got eaten by the cannibals last month, so it was.
Pawpaw's kid is also famously a heroin addict.
Ooh. I have no more room in my belly right now. It's full of liquid, and my bladder is not processing.
I'm scared that I'm gonna have to pee, and my penis is gonna hurt.
I'm not really looking forward to the Mike's dick hurts pee, but.
If you see me stand up, you know I'm going to pee because my dick hurts.
Oh my God.
Fuck me again. If I see you stand up, we're all going pee. That's
nope.
Because I'm right behind
you.
You know what would be fun?
What?
So next weekend, if Aaron does show up and your stalker's there.
Aaron,
tell him to come. Tell him to show up.
Wait, I want to hang out with Aaron. No. Hold on.
I want to hang out with.
Stop. Shut the fuck up. Let me fucking talk. Jesus God.
I
know. Just stop.
No, explain. Aaron,
I will text you.
You're like Doug and Tooties. No one say. I really need you to shut up. Just your talk. Shut up.
Just stop.
I'm not saying anything.
No,
I'm not saying anything.
I'm going to I'll text you tomorrow.
Better
about my stalker.
No.
I'll explain.
We just weren't from happy.
We'll put it. You know what? The Whiskey Hell Insiders chat.
No,
kill somebody.
Potentially, but no, the tap room. Which would be fun now because B word's in there.
Yeah.
No. Look at the camera, goddammit. Do I have to fucking come to Louisville and fucking bury somebody?
Nope.
It'll be Indy because that's where they live. But yes.
Anyway,
Jesus.
That's tomato potato. Goddammit.
Yep, that's fine. It's fine. I'll text you.
My alibi.
I'll text you. Yes. Yes. I will be your alibi. It'll work.
I got your back. I got your back, Jack.
Case race fucking sucks.
We might be our pals from Drunk with Buds. We'll be at the show.
I'll message Honer.
They're soft.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I said what I said. God damn it, fight me.
Well, compared to how you've been drinking today, so are we.
Yep.
So are we.
I love you guys, and I would never, ever.
We'll just tell you the other podcast to shush.
A drunk heart speaks a sober mind.
Yeah, that being said.
Shout out to Ryan Hacker from the Pub Time podcast for that quote. Our good buds at the Ryan and Brad.
Indiana this weekend.
Do what?
I guess I'm going to Indiana.
Please.
That would rule.
Like I said, we have a hotel room that has an extra room and bed area.
He doesn't want to listen to us.
We're not going to.
You say that now.
We're not going to.
The fuck you are, buddy.
He's going to get in there, boy.
Yeah. Aaron's got your back. He's like,
Aaron's my hype man.
No, I think it's more going to be like, hey, hey. My sister, the fucker.
Aaron, headphones. Headphones, Aaron.
Earbuds. You're too young to hear this talk.
Wait, last check. Case was 24.
Years older than you.
Case nowadays, Amos, is 12.
That's Jay.
Nah, Amos above.
Jay said a case is 30.
Above Jay's.
A case is 12. A pack is 6, and a case is 12 and higher. I don't know if I'm ready.
Case is 24 to 30.
I don't know if I'm ready to celebrate 4th of July with Aaron.
Swear to God, if I did a 24 pack, I'd be fucking dysfunctional and.
Oh.
Aaron, when we
are there in July, I am drinking the entire weekend. Like, I wake up, it's gonna be mimosas.
Oh, no, it's mimosas, Bloody Marys.
Yes. Wait, Bloody Molly.
Bloody Molly's are fine too. I am all on board with that.
No Bloody Marys for me. That's my least favorite drink.
I love Bloody Molly's. Bloody Molly's.
I don't like tomato juice, so we'll do Bloody Molly's. And
I love tomato. Wait, did you just say you love tomato juice?
I said I don't really care for tomato juice.
Oh,
I hate it.
I have a trigger from my early 20s that was like,
I respect that.
Vomiting and painting a wall.
I respect that.
Where like I had to pay the security deposit because of Bloody Marys. So yeah.
Okay.
I like tomato.
That's a whole story. I'll tell you guys later.
Okay. But I
tell us on July 3rd.
Yes. No, I love tomato juice. Like tomatoes are
I used to.
No.
And then like I said, I lost the security deposit of 300.
So Bloody Mary is Aaron's trigger drink.
Bloody Mary may have cost me a whole new room of carpet. So.
I played Bloody Mary once.
No, we're talking about the drink.
Oh, I thought
not the mythological creature.
I thought the scary Bloody Mary. That was me. It was Bloody Mary.
That used to exist.
That was fun.
That was
like the best part because there was farts and poops.
Sorry, yeah. Just Jay commented in the chat. I do have it open on one of the fucking monitors here.
He called you AA.
Jay, I may actually have. I may be worse. And depends on where we look at the metrics, bro. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I listen to Porn Stash on the regular, so I'm
that's
not
true. When Jesus, the first time we were. The first time we were on Porn Stash, Jay had sunshine, beer, and marijuana.
Yeah, I would like to reiterate it. I haven't been invited, so I'm a little like.
Well,
I shocked on his shoulder.
Aaron,
hey, buddy.
Guest on Porn Stash.
Mike, say hi to Gunner for me.
Hi to Gunner for me.
He ran away.
Fucker. I mean,
fucker.
Oh, don't repeat that, you prick.
No, he's
really good uncle.
He's my cum.
Fuck's sakes. I have no rebuttal.
Title of your sex tape.
Tell him my sex tape is. Oh, wait. What? No, it'll fit.
The title of my sex tape is.
No.
Okay, no laughs. No, nothing. Fuck
no, the title of my sex tape is. I'm sorry.
I thought the title of your sex tape was "It's Mediocre." It'll do.
The title is "You Better Go Before I Do."
What, peeing?
Okay, I gotta be honest. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable here just because of my love for Tabby as my little sibling and
honorary.
Damn it, Mike. Yeah, honorary nonetheless.
I've been porking her longer than you've known her, so. And married. Consensually.
Ooh.
Of course.
All right.
Duh. All right. But.
Do we want to call this episode?
I have a title for it. We can call it something.
Well, no, like.
Tapper 150.
In this.
No.
You don't end this? He has to go pee. And.
We'll go pee. We'll talk. Look, if Joe Rogan can do 5-hour podcast episode, I'm sure we can get through a measly 2.
Yeah, but I didn't eat all day. I shoved a Subway sandwich.
What's your famous quote? What's your quote? Oh, that's a you problem.
That's true.
Again, why we are twins.
That's a you problem.
See, that's what. Maybe that we should get tattoos. That is
we
like.
Should.
That's a you problem. Just,
I mean, we can. We've got people.
When
in
I the, make it down the there, chat. Or when you make it up here, either way, we're getting inked.
Oh no! Hold on.
And Aaron.
No,
you can watch,
dude.
Nope.
She's had more tattoos recently than I haven't had a tattoo since Pip died.
That's
my newest one.
Okay.
You can watch.
No.
Thank you.
I deserve. I'm more due for a tattoo.
No,
new tattoo.
You are getting a tattoo of Jennifer Grey being hoisted up.
My sister? I don't want a tattoo of my sister.
No. And I will get the Patrick Swayze tattoo on my forearm.
I already know what my tattoo is.
We will have a joint custom, you and me together, forearm tattoo.
I do have a tattoo on my arm that I want to get covered up. It's this fuck ugly piece of shit right there.
Wait. So,
dude, all my tattoos are fuck ugly, so don't feel bad.
How many do you have?
6.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm poor.
That's
so am I, but.
Yeah, no, I got married. Needs I got married before I got everything covered, so.
Needs retirement?
I found out yesterday that I have a lot of money in my 401k.
Yeah, but you can't pull it out.
I have for like $48. So
in your 401k,
I have 3 hot pockets and a fucking 6 pack.
you have enough for a tank of gas.
Yep.
Well, not in the Biden administration.
My last tank of gas was $37. So
that was today.
That was Tuesday, but yeah.
Well, you stopped off to get gas today. Anyway,
I stopped off and got beer today. Well,
oh, there. I'm almost trying to hold in a hiccup. Wait.
Oh.
Do we want to call this episode? But we'll open. We'll let our Patreon subscribers unmute their microphones, and we can.
Wait, I have 2.
Aaron won.
I have 2. Yeah, Aaron.
Aaron won.
Totally won.
Aaron won. Aaron won when
yeah,
I hit.
Oh,
I don't know about it.
Yeah. Aaron
you
has
think?
Won. Yeah, you. I will say that you won this. You won the case race.
But I'm keeping my title.
Okay.
This was not a championship bout. This wasn't just an exhibition match. No. I'm retaining my title.
Well, we can call it even.
Well, Jay left. You fucker.
I'll push for now.
Amos is still here. Amos, you can unmute your microphone here in a little bit.
Hmm.
So we'll let you two go pee. But before we do, Tab, take us out of here.
As always, thanks for listening to this episode. Don't forget to check out our link tree at linktr.ee/Grey's Taproom Podcast 2. You will find many ways to support us. Buy us a coffee because we will be hungover after this episode. You can subscribe to our Patreon. 3 tiers are available for you. Get your buzzed on for $3, get tipsy for $5, or fully loaded for $10.
Don't text and drive, don't drink and drive, and always drink responsibly.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Taproom closed.
Good night.
Bye.